The Righteous Mask, written by Maureen Haddock, read by Nonplussed. Fandom Ultra C. Pairing Kagome Shotaro, Kozuka Akira. Rating General Audiences. No archive warnings apply. Shotaro landed on the radio tower, no longer stumbling as he did. The first few times he had tried jumping in this form, he had had pains in his legs after every impact. Now, it felt as natural as flying.
"Your scarf is starting to look more like your wings,"
Akira said, landing beside him. His mask had come off mid-flight. The wind pressure meant nothing to him. He was used to it, after being Icarus for so long. Just like Shotaro was used to it after being a bird. The amount of time Akira spent unmasked as Icarus, and he had spent in his kaiju form, was probably equal. Akira tightened the scarf around Shotaro's neck, sending a shiver through him in the same way it did when he had touched his wings before.
"I think it's becoming part of me,"
Shotaro mumbled. He could feel it through the nerves in his neck when Akira pulled. Akira had given it to him. He had seemed a bit uneasy about it, but he had recognized it as one of those important things heroes wear in tokusatsu. Shotaro had done his best to hide how giddy he got about it. He looked like Icarus, the real Icarus. Even after he had failed the interview, after being cast as a kaiju, he was allowed to be Japan's hero.
"Shou-chan,"
Akira let go of the scarf, cupping his face. It was still cold. The summer was yet to set in, and from up on the radio tower, the wind was starting to chill his nose. Akira's breath warmed back up, the heat growing gently between them to keep them both warm. The Icarus on TV was a lone hero, a tragic hero, incapable of love. In the end, he never knew how true that was of the real Icarus. But his Icarus couldn't be further from that. His Icarus loved more than anything. His Icarus pressed this close purely for the heat. His Icarus agreed to fight for Japan as long as he was at Shotaro's side. This Icarus held him on a radio tower and kissed him.